We're back in order this morning. The chair would announce the House Bill 2637 scheduled for the agenda this morning will be carried over till tomorrow. Representative Lewis, the co-chair of Ways and Means, asked that the bill be carried forward because of inadequate time to prepare for the bill. As the chief sponsor, she wanted some additional time. So on Thursday, we're going to extend that. Members will note that Senate Bill 947 is back before us. Senator Lim introduced this bill. Apparently what we did was send it out on improper motion. And it went to the full Ways and Means Committee. The co-chairs sent it back. And Senator Lim has been trying to work to drum up support for the bill. And as a courtesy to Senator Lim, I have indicated that I'm willing to vote to send it out to full committee, but I will not vote to support the measure there. But out of courtesy to him, that I will help him get his bill out. And I would respectfully request that the other committee members consider doing the same thing, so that Senator Lim has an opportunity to at least discuss and talk about his bill that he has due to his lobbies.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks for the courtesy, and we need the courage also to pass the bill.
Well, I have a difference of opinion on that. I think that until we deal with the overall gambling issue in its entirety, and that's Indian casinos as well as all aspects of gambling, I think it's really somewhat unfair or disingenuous to say we support $70 million of lottery funds, back bonds to fund different projects, but we don't want them to advertise. I think there's a place and time that if you expect to derive your funding off or revenue off a lottery, then you have to be prepared to advertise, because you're running up against some pretty stiff competition. But that's my own personal opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Chief. And before I move the bill, it's my personal belief that your time has come, and you need to concern more people than money. I think you've got a problem. Even yesterday, the fitness trainer that the gambling hooked the state. There are a lot of issues we need to discuss. And I believe it's about time we sent a message. And we had the fear when we stopped the promotional gambling advertisement already going down. 1997, they spent about $7 million. The revenue went down. And 98, they spent again $6.1 million. It went down again. It is a national state trend, not necessarily the if we stop this gambling, they might blame, we didn't advertise to went down. But either one way or another, it's just the trend could go up and could go down. And if we completely stop advertisement, it might happen. But I'm just trying to stop the promotional enticing gambling advertisement, leaving informational advertising alone. Anyway, Mr. Chair, with that, my statement, I'd like to move the Senate Bill 947 into the full, to the full Ways and Means. Is that the way I...
Yes.
Mr. Chair, Senator Lim, you need to move it as amended.
As amended. Yes. Thank you.
Senator Lim now moves that we send Senate Bill 947 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee without recommendation, with recommendation, Senator Lim?
Yes, with recommendation.
With recommendation?
Yes. Yeah. It's a
question. Sure. I might have difficult...
We did last time.
I know, but I might have difficult time delivering some house votes to you. It's going to be without recommendation.
With recommendation, and then you are free to vote, even when yes on the floor, but at least let's come to the full race and meet this discussion.
Mr. Chair, could I just speak to the with and without recommendation?
Representative Butler.
Yesterday I spoke in favor of the $70 million that we're anticipating bonding, and when we talk about disingenuous, I'm concerned about what message that gives to my constituents. Now, I'm prepared to go ahead and give a courtesy vote here in the subcommittee to Senator Lem. My concern is that is twofold. Number one, that we have already begun to obligate these bonds. And number two, this is truly killing the messenger. The messenger, we're basically saying you cannot advertise, and I think what happens is that the message is here, and that Senator Lem has called our attention that it's in the newspaper. It's a situation that may be out of control with regard to problematic gambling and gambling addiction, but I don't think the way to get to the root of it is to kill the messenger and not advertise the issue. I think we've got to study it way back before at the very roots of the problem.
Okay. Further discussion, Representative Patrick.
Hey, Mr. Chair. Well, I respect Senator Lemon. I believe that there's some problems out there. We're getting down to the close of the session, hopefully. We're winding things down. Those meetings have a very full agenda. My understanding and talking to many of the ways and means members is there's not sufficient votes to get this out. It's just another thing to vote on in full ways and meetings. I gave a courtesy vote last time at the request of the chair. We have the lottery back bond bill that this committee passed out. It was passed before yesterday, like Representative Butler said. If we're going to look at the lottery thing, I agree we need to look at it from an overall perspective, but I don't think that this is a correct approach at this time. I think that there is, you know, we may work through the weekend, and we've got a ton of stuff on our agenda, and, you know, it's been 6 months. There's a bill set out there, at least. We haven't, there's not the votes come up through. I don't believe in the full Ways and Means Committee. And so, respectfully, I'm going to vote no, because I think we've got a very, very full agenda, and we're planning to work through the weekend. So, I would prefer just to cast the vote now, rather than prolong the patience, in this case, the bill or something.
Further questions? I represent that.
So I'm informed. I'm inclined to give a courtesy vote. I think with respect to Representative Patrick's concerns, I share that in time. But I think of a lot of issues we dealt with, this is one that's worth putting out in the marketplace of ideas and tussling in a larger group. I don't have a problem fighting the full Ways and Means wrestle with it. I'm not on the full committee. I don't foresee myself voting for this on the floor. I'm certainly willing to give my courtesy vote the other day. I'm less willing in light of the memo we got from the Treasurer's office yesterday that really outlined some of their concerns with respect to bonding and interest rates and the signals this sends. I guess I'm a little more reluctant even to move this forward. I think those are very valid concerns that they've raised. I think this is sort of a false solution, Senator, with all due respect to Senator Lem. I think when they are curtailing the advertising for the state lottery, the gaming casinos are just going to ratchet up their efforts, and it's just going to steal people away to the gaming casinos over which we have little authority. So I'm not sure this solves the problem the good senator is getting at. I guess I'm willing to get this to the full committee if we've got the votes here, but I also think it's probably a waste of time, but not a good use of it this late in the game.
Is there further discussion, Senator Lem,
Mr. Chair?
We need to go over now. I think it's going to be good at that. As I stated before, the state getting $500+ million in biennium, and then 80% of the
gambling revenue coming from the SBA coconut machine, which we have about more than 9,000 machines. Only 30% revenue coming from this traditional game, and then this advertisement is stopping, and that's enticing people more into gambling. It's not going to make any difference. You are curing the paper tiger. Look at the paper tiger and the weak here. That's what we're trying to tell. And then my message is we need to send a message to the high school students, to the elementary students, young children, and that this is not the way we depend on state revenue continually in the future. And I think I believe in hard work, not just a quick fix, a quick reach. By gambling sometime in the future, I'm going to be a millionaire and rich man. As a matter of fact, those people who won the millions of dollars of prize, they destroyed themselves by having money because they don't know how to manage it. So we are destroying the people either one way or another. What's wrong as a legislator? It's about time to stand up with the courage to send a message. It is not something with this passing the 947, we are going to fix the problem. I know better than anyone else that it is not going to fix the problem. It is not going to reduce the revenue or increase the revenue. Only as a responsible legislator, it's about time to send a message to the people, especially to the young children, because they are the future of our country. They just cannot rely on the gambling sometime in the future. I think strong economic development coming from the hard work. Sometimes people at the lower end, they spend a last dollar to buy different video, that the stress games, whatever. That money should go to the groceries for Dubai, milk and the bread for their family. Instead of doing that, they are continuing spending on this. I think it's about time we need to send a message. If we don't do it, it is irresponsible action, the responsibility we are not doing the job as a legislature. Okay. So it's up to your conscience to make this kind of decision either one way or another. At least let's have a chance to discuss this issue at a full ways and means. If not, on the slow.
Okay, thank you. Senator Yee.
Well, I agree that we should send a message to our children, but I think character building should be done in school and not by telling the public to gamble. And I feel that a lot of our budget is obligated by the bonding. So I'm going to vote no and see how it turns out.
Is there further discussion? Mr. Secretary, would you please invite the Senator to
it?
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'll...
Yes, Senator Dick.
Thanks to the... One of the advertising groups that emailed me, I don't know when they emailed me, I read it yesterday. I'm a yes on this bill now. I read their whole thing about how we had some obligation to inform Oregonians of all of this stuff, and they praised it in such a great manner that they managed to convince me that the bill was good. I don't think that's what they were trying to do, but that's what I got here, so I'll vote it out again.
Mr. Chair, I made this kind of comment.
Well, you've made the motion, Senator, and the motion, go ahead and give your closing statement, and then we'll take the roll call vote.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The closing statement. This is the bill we need to set up, and you know, I have a lot of calls from the newspaper, the TV stations, and the radio, that the John leave the money alone. And it is not that I'm sure they care, but they care more for the money. And I care more people than money. And politically, this might not be the good one to stand up, but I will need to stand up to anyone, to any paper, to any issue, as long as it's the right thing. I believe this is the right thing for me. And I'm very proud I'm doing this.
Thank you. Senator Lim's motion now before the committee is the passage of Senate Bill 947 as amended to the Full Ways and Means Committee with with the recommendation to pass. Clerk, call the roll.
No.
Lynn? Aye.
Aye.
Zach? Reluctantly, aye.
Prayer?
Aye.
Butler?
On one courtesy, aye vote.
Patrick?
No.
Star?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries. Senator Lim, if you'd carry the bill. Are you on the full committee?
I'd like to be on the full
committee.
Oh. Okay, why don't I carry it in full weight?
In a positive note.
And the
show.
I'll try to help. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Now that finishes our good night in there. We'll open or close the work session on Senate Bill 927. Open the work session on House Resolution 59 and Senate Resolution 11. Ms. Jordan.
Okay.
You have some comments you'd like to make?
Yes, Mr. Chair. After place is an amendment that was proposed by Senator Bryant when it was still in the substantive committee, and Captain Wilford provided this yesterday for you to consider along with the House Joint Resolution. What this amendment does is it allows cities and counties to use the allocation that they get from the highway funds for policing, as along with the state police. So what it does for what the House Joint Resolution does for the state, this amendment would allow them to do that for cities and counties too. And it would come out of their normal allocation that they get already.
Representative Scott.
She just answered my question.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, if I may, one modification to the -D5 amendment. If I could just participate for just a moment and share that, that nothing in this act would construe or reduce the amount. Changing the formulas or percentages available for distribution from the highway trust funds, which are to be allocated to the cities, or the counties and cities under item F. And basically, I want it to be clear that if there are monies that would be used at the state level to accommodate the state police, that that would be from the state's share of the highway trust fund and not reduce the remaining share that would be available under subparagraph F to be used by the cities and counties for policing if they desire to do so.
Mr. Pinnall, would you like to come back up? And Captain Greg Wilford, would you like to come back up?
Mr. Chair, the distribution formulas for the gas tax and they're in statute.
I believe they are in statute.
They are.
Yes.
So unless we wrote a change in here, nothing in this will clear that.
Well, and my concern is that the amounts that are taken through the House Joint Resolution 59, as is presently proposed to us, Senator Dukes, would be used from the highway trust funds before they were allocated and spun out for the cities and counties. In other words, that would be from the state's, 56% that the state keeps, and then the remaining 44% would be available to the counties and cities. And then if they desire to use it on for policing issues, then they can do so, or if in part, or if they want to take pieces. Right, exactly. I don't want it to come off any amount that comes out for policing. I would not want it to come off from the amount which would be available for distribution from the private trust fund.
Pass out of the question, if they'd like to make a representative.
my question is whether putting this in the Constitution, this kind of language in there, would prohibit the legislature from making any changes in the future to the formula.
The formula is statutory, I understand.
And this would make it constitutional.
Is
this is putting it in the Constitution.
The way it's worded, I'm wondering if that would restrict or make you keep the formula as it is today and not allow you the flexibility of making any changes in the future.
Representative Starr.
I argue the same points I argued yesterday on this issue. I think that with the one change we made, we discussed yesterday on line 21 of the resolution, that we should not hamstring ourselves with our hands and have as much flexibility in this as possible. This process that we have here in the legislature where we allocate resources that are available to us, the public process, open and above board, and I say we send this resolution out as close to as it is printed in the Be Engrossed fashion as possible. So I would not support amending it.
There is a further discussion.
I understand what Representative Starr is saying yesterday as to subparagraph E, which has been added as part of this constitutional amendment. We struck the five words may also be used, struck the following five words by the Oregon State Police. So it would now say paragraph E would be on line 21, may also be used for policing of public highways, roads, streets, roadside rest areas.
You have a response to that?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's what we did yesterday.
That's what we did yesterday. I guess I wouldn't necessarily oppose the B5 amendments. The question I would have, if these were addressed in the substantive committee and they weren't adopted there, I guess my question is why not? And that would be a question. I don't know who would be able to answer that.
Either one of you gentlemen had the answer to that.
Okay, Mr. Chair, Representative Starr, the amendments there were drafted with the permission of Senator Bryant. However, the bill did not, I believe he was moved from the Senate Rules Committee, and also the bill was moved, so it did not ever have a hearing. It was never heard or discussed.
Can I have you step aside? We have a... Yes.
I noticed it came out of transportation with no recommendation. My little note says that on April 26th, it was the Transportation Committee moved it to Ways and Means with no recommendation. Is that what happened?
Well, if you wait just a second, we'll have the chairman of the Transportation Committee come up. Representative Montgomery, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bob Montgomery, District 56. I came to listen, not testify, but I think it did come out of Transportation Committee, but I believe it was the Senate Transportation Committee, if I'm not mistaken, so I'm not sure the action taken there. I hope the record shows that it did pass out of House Transportation Committee. I believe it was unanimous, but I'm not sure, but there was a very heavy support for it. So on behalf of the bill, just very briefly, I think we should put the people vote on it. I think the money that we're talking about comes out of the state's portion, not the county and city's portion. I could be corrected on that. So I don't know why the county people are all excited and wanting to kill the bill. It doesn't make sense to me at all. And we do see state troopers out on the road helping people, murderers, and everything else. So there is a degree of need there that the money is being used for, in addition to other things they do. But I think if this is going to road troopers, I would be 1,000,000% behind it because we need them out there. And a disclaimer, my daughter is a state trooper, but she already has a job and is well paid, so I'm not asking for that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there questions or comments?
I have a question of not of the Senator Montgomery, just about the B5 amendments, just to clarify. What I understood that these amendments do, since we are changing line 21 of Resolution 59, that is eliminating by the Oregon State Police, which leaves policing and would include the county and city policing. That's what it actually does. Therefore, this B5 amendment is addressing the fact that the revenues are from taxes or excises levied by the state and distributed to the counties or cities. Does that mean, and I understand it does, but I want to clarify it on the record, does that mean the levies and the taxes that are collected at the county level? Like, if Washington County has a higher registration fee, is Washington County going to get higher, more money from this particular thing? Is it going to be distributed as it is collected in each county?
Question, Mr. Pinello, would you come back up, please? The question is, if Washington County has a vehicle registration fee and is higher than the state, does Washington County keep that portion, or does it revert to the state general fund? Is that
or does it get, even if it does go to the state general fund, is it redistributed on a basis of collected by
capital or whatever?
Mr. Chair, Senator Chico, let me make certain I understand the question. For instance, Washington County currently has a 1 cent gas tax. The proceeds of which go back to Washington County are not figured in the total allocation. Likewise, there's a provision in the statutes that would allow them, each county, to enact a vehicle registration fee, which, again, the revenues collected in that county would be returned to that county. It's my understanding that if this measure, as it has been amended by this committee, is approved by the voters, that Washington County would have the authority to allocate any or all of that revenue, either the gas tax or the vehicle registration fee, to policing of public highways, roads, and streets. Does that answer? Okay.
Go ahead, Senator.
What I was asking basically was you addressed part of it and then you said would they be able to allocate it to policing, and that's not my question. I understand that they could do that. I want to know at what level. Will the county that collects the most, just in simple terms, that collects more get more back? I mean, does it stay there? If it stays with the county, this allows them to distribute it to policing if they desire. Is there anything that we're doing in this that redistributes more to some county who didn't collect as much? In other words, making those counties that are collecting more donor counties to other counties?
Mr. Chair, Senator Hugo, let me try again.
Okay.
The state collects the revenues referenced under this statute, with the exception of the local gas taxes. Those are all collected in the state highway fund. 24% go back to the counties based upon vehicle registration. Approximately 16% goes back to the cities based upon population. So it does get back based on those relative terms, the population of vehicle registration.
Okay, Senator Dick.
But I'm not sure that the additional money that some counties have chosen to tax themselves can be used for this. It says levied by the state. And I guess I would question the use of that term, because the monies apparently are collected by the state, the additional registration fees, and we collect the gas tax too?
Yes.
Okay, but we don't levy them. We didn't choose, and I guess I would ask somebody, maybe a lawyer around here, I'm not, but I think that under this language, that additional vehicle registration fee or gas tax that may be the result of a local election in another county would not be available for use by police.
Mr. Pinello, who used the definition levied by the state? Was this your drafting or AOC's drafting?
In the Dash
B5? B5.
No, I believe Representative Butler drafted these.
No, the B5 team, I think they were authorized to...
Oh, okay, I'm looking at
just to talk with
the counselors.
Yeah, I believe they were authorized. I was told they were authorized from the governor's office for the Steve Marks, and there's some indication that Senator Bryan's coming down. I don't know how that.
Okay.
Representative Schrader?
I think that Senator Teacup, the short answer is no to Senator Teacup's question, just because in, say, the draft tax bill that's been proposed this session, our counties are supposed to pay a higher registration fee. The question is, well, geez, then do we get greater allocations to pay more for our state police in our area? And the answer here is no. And I think any way you look at this, the revenues are going for the highways and stuff go down. We're using money here for state police. And there is no prescription in the original being Gross 59 or the B5 that talks about the distribution here. That is entirely discretionary. It's conceivable Washington County or Clackamas County or any county could get no state police as a result of this particular allocation. There's nothing here that ties into the gap presentation that the state police gave on our public safety ways and means. There's, I think, holes that you could drive a truck through in this particular bill at this point in time. I think that either we're putting money on the roads and like we talked about this whole session, and or we're not. And particularly, I've said it yesterday, I'll say it again today, since increased money for roads is in severe question this session. I think it's ridiculous, given the needs that have been talked about by the public and here this whole session, that we are even considering putting more money here at this point in time. Again, strong proponent of the state police. I think we've got a venue for dealing with that. We've got $100 more troopers in here. We have roll-up costs from that going next session. Those of you that are concerned about that, $2.5 to $3 million we put in this go-around is going to be $13 million more next go-around. I think we should deal with the state police budget and the state police general fund. I'm more than willing to allocate general fund for that. This is the wrong venue, I think, at this point in time. The roads and highways being in such trouble. It doesn't make any sense.
Representative Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I understand why cities and counties want to have the ability to use their state highway dollars to police their roads the same way from the state kind of is, I think, looking at that as well for police purposes. And I guess if that's what the committee wants to do, we should do that. My question is, I guess the concern is on backfill on lines 22 through 25 on the Hingers version of the bill so that we provide this minimum level of general fund support, and then we can't back. I was just wondering why that was. Why that was put in there. We talked about it yesterday. So I can tell.
We're going about 100 different directions here. Let's wait until he answers his question.
That's my question.
Okay, Ms. Pinholo, you had your hand raised first.
Mr. Chair, maybe I can assist in first answering Representative Padgett's question, and then I'd just like to make a comment about earlier statement. It's my understanding this amendment was made in the House Revenue Committee, and it was to address the concern that revenues from the highway fund could be used to backfill the state police budget, and this was purposely adopted to preclude that provision. Mr. Chair, with all due respect to my friend and former county commissioner, Representative Montgomery, I would just like to clarify one point that he made, and that is under HDR 59, as it has been amended, would not preclude the legislature from taking revenue for the state police off the top of the highway fund before it's allocated to the cities and the counties. So, in fact, there could be an impact on our revenues.
Can you identify where that provision is in HDR 59? That the money would be taken off the top.
It would be identified in the budgetary action or in the legislation related to.
You just made a statement a moment ago that the way the bill's been amended, it would allow the legislature to take the money off the top. I'm saying to you, can you show me where it says that?
Mr. Chair, it says that from the monies levied in this section, they may also be used for policing. And these are the gross revenues that go to the highway fund before any distribution statutorily is made to cities and counties.
Okay. Taxes.
In order to do that, though, we'd have to change the statutes on the current distribution formulas. We'd have to change the statute for the state to come in and take money off the pot. And I think that's important.
Is that your comment?
Chair Representative Patrick, I'm not sure. I would like to have that question.
Representative, sir?
I think Representative Patrick is partially correct. Whatever we do, however we were to give money to state police, we'd have to pass a law, we'd have to go through the budget process, we'd have to take action, the legislature would have to act in order to do that. And I'm arguing for greater flexibility in this. Let's tie our own hands, let's say, hey, if we want to use gas tax law for state police, let's get it from the ballot, let's get it done. If we don't, if the voters don't want to do that, fine. Okay. So let's tie the legislature's hands.
Senator Duke.
I just want to find out where the Schrader was raising the issue about the bill that's passed out of the House and is doing or not doing in the Senate at the moment on the gas tax. And it raises another point. Oddly enough, under the language we have here, that increase in vehicle registration fees for the four counties would be able to be used for policing under this bill, but the money that they have raised on their own would not be able to be used. Because that bill, the state actually increases the vehicle registration fee for those four counties. It's not the local people doing it. And I had another point which I completely forgot. That was enough.
Yeah, your first discussion, Captain.
Mr. Chair, I'm members of the committee, I would just point out in the bill, as far as the language in the Constitution, it refers to any tax. So we believe there is the flexibility for that to be used locally, and again, it would be permissive whether it's for state police funding through the Ways and Means process, or if it's at the local level through the county commission or city council, if it were to be approved, it's a local option, and it refers to any tax levy.
Senator Duke.
Oh, the state. No? Did they take that out?
Yeah. I'm joking, it's B5. Any levy by the state. To the backfill issue, you sure as heck could backfill. It only says that used to increase the budget for the Oregon State Police in effect on the effective date of this amendment. So all we have to do is not increase the budget. Like next biennium, you just fund it at the same level that it's funded on the effective date of this amendment, and with the understanding that ODOT is going to contribute additional highway funds to cover the difference. And we're going to roll up costs and everything, which we wouldn't include in the budget. So there's nothing. I mean, to preclude you, you're going to pass two separate budgets, one from the state police and one from ODOT. There's nothing to prevent that. So, I mean, it was a nice idea, but which was created for that?
For the comments, Senator Lynn.
B5 amendment, I don't think I can support it. And putting this language into the Constitution, I think it's addressing the spirit of the Constitution. The Constitution should be the basic frame, not necessarily putting into this kind of a language into the Constitution. It should go into the statute, not in the Constitution. So I just want to say that I can support this B5 amendment.
Has a further discussion. Representative Starr, we did not have the necessary votes yesterday to adopt the amendment on line 21, deleting the word by the Oregon State Police. So that motion did not pass, it failed. There was no amendments that were made by the bill yesterday. that we didn't have the necessary vote. So if you're prepared at some point, you can make a motion if that's what you want to do.
I made a motion yesterday, and I'd be willing to make it again today.
Okay.
If you're prepared.
Sure.
Well, I'll move that we strike those five words on 9/21 by the Oregon State Police.
The Representative Starr moves that the committee adopts language in House of Representatives 59, line 29 to read sub E. May also be used and delete the words by the Oregon State Police.
Point of clarification.
Yes, Representative Butler.
By deleting the five words, I assume that it's Representative Starr's position that that money's then within the Highway Trust Fund could then be allocated to the cities and counties for policing as well as the same police.
And that's my understanding through the legislative budgetary process that that's possible.
Representative Patrick.
But from a construction standpoint, if you read the second sentence, it reserves it only under this paragraph, meaning the first sentence of the paragraph, to increase the budget for the Oregon State Police Tobacco. So you couldn't allocate money for cities and counties, even if you struck on line 21 those five words, it would, from a construction standpoint, it would be held together.
As far as I'm concerned, it wasn't my idea to take these out. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we moved the bill as it is. So it's my understanding that staff of the chair wanted that removed from the bill. But
you have a chair for the
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Comment on that. As far as the amendments that were presented today that would allow the option for local government, our intention on that was to leave B and Grove 59 at in its current form, and then you would add in that amendment, and then you would have all three levels of options. It wouldn't require the amendment that was discussed especially yesterday. They were drafted with the current form of B and Grove 59 as it is. Just so that you know,
I withdraw the motion then. Okay, and House Resolution 59 clearly by itself has the ability for cities and counties to use money for policing. Is that your statement?
Mr. Chair, no, sir. In its current form, being gross, it does not allow that option. Just to clarify, though, the amendment that you're looking at today.
D5
was intended to be added in to HGR 59 being engrossed in its current language without any of the conceptual amendments from yesterday's discussion.
If you go back to the Senate Joint Resolution 11 that we also dealt with yesterday, and on line 7, it inserted the words and policing of public highways. Why would you need, if we inserted that language in Resolution 59, why would you need the county proposed language in sub F?
Mr. Chair, that would allow the authority of all three levels as well.
That's simpler and cleaner, isn't it?
It's more succinct, Mr. Chair.
Representative Passage.
Mr. Chair, I would agree with you. I think that Senate Joint Resolution 11 is a lot more succinct if that is the chair and other people's intent to allow cities and counties to be able to use some of these highway trust dollars for local policing as well as the state police.
Chair, the difference there would be just where I guess the allocation of the revenues come from.
Are there further questions or comments?
Yes.
Representative Schrader.
I'd like to, I guess, from the county, if they're really interested in using their share of the highway gas tax trust fund for policing, or would they rather use it for roads? I guess I want to hear from the county.
Chair, Representative Schrader.
let me put me on the spot. So, but let me explain what our position is that we were trying to get at with the amendment that we offered yesterday and the previous times, and that is we would prefer not to have a bill. We have such a huge, I think cities and counties have such a huge unmet road need that we would prefer to have those monies continue to be dedicated to roads.
Thank you.
Okay, is there further discussion?
Spoke on this bill today anyway. I'm going to oppose the measure. I have affectionately referred to the Highway Trust Fund as the Great Pinata. And a lot of people have been swinging at it. I'd like to open it up. I'm one of those people. We voted to open it up in 1992 for police. It failed miserably. We voted to open it up for parks in 1992. It failed miserably. I think the trust fund does need to be opened up. I think it needs to be more flexible. I think it's not flexible enough. I think we need to have alternative transportation in there so we can fund programs like Mr. Banky's Jitney program. Those sorts of things should be able to be funded by this trust fund, these trust fund dollars. So should cleanup of hazardous material sites, industrial sites, underground storage tank sites. I think parks should be back on. I think police should be back on. I think the only way we're going to successfully restructure the Highway Trust Fund is to get a coalition of people together to not only make it more flexible, but also increase the amount of money going into it. And add new sources, new types of funding sources, and new types of uses, so it's truly a broad-based coalition. That's not what we're doing here today. I don't think this is the right incremental step. So I'm going to vote no. I support the amendment if someone wants to use it. I guess we're going to amend the 11th resolution into 59. That's fine. So I'm going to oppose the bill.
Thank you. I'd prefer to send to you.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to vote no on this because from what I heard from cities and counties, they don't have enough funds for roads and streets. I support state police and I support increasing their funding, but I think we can do it from general funds and not from designated death funds.
Mr. Chair.
Some time ago, I think it's the 1980s, this state of police have been in the use of the highway fund. I think it's about time again to ask people less security of this issue. I'm not necessarily support the idea, but I have no objection to you putting the people in the kind of decision for this issue.
Any
Senator
Dick?
I like the idea that people think we're going to get more police out of it. And they like just watch Measure 66. That is the legislature at its finest. I mean, if there's a way to help out the general fund, we'll figure out a way to do it. And those people all thought they were going to get more state parks and they were going to get salmon coordinators and all kinds of things. And when the final piece is done, they'll get a little bit more than they had before they did it. And I'll bet if you talk to half the people who worked hard to get finishers, they just assumed they had spent their time other ways. So I think all we're doing here is opening up the trust fund. I don't think we're doing anything to guarantee that we get more state police on the road, which I would like to see us get more of them on the road. I think if people want to vote for this, they also better be convinced that they need to vote for their gas tax at the same time, because this is just going to decrease the amount of money available for us.
Yesterday, quite some length, we discussed Measure 66 and the president has had. I would point out again that I was supporting the governor. He was the one indicating in his own budget to withdraw the funds. And I was supporting the budget that the governor recommended.
I wasn't being critical. I'm just pointing out how creative we are and how little chance there is that this money is actually going to put another officer on the road.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to throw something out for the benefit of the committee. If the concern is, and the
current issue of 59 that you want to be able to, cities and counties to be able to police in regards to the B5 amendments that are currently proposed. You could strike on line 21 of the B engrossed version of the bill by the Oregon State Police. And then on line 23, you could say maybe use only to increase the budget for the for police agencies. On line 24, you'd say, in order to provide levels of service not authorized by their budget in effect. That way they couldn't use it for backfill.
They can.
No, they...
Not in the first year.
Well, what I'm saying is, they could, if you changed it, no police agencies could use it for backfill. With the way that we amended it, no police agencies could use it for backfill.
Would you read your motion again on how you want to...
On line 21.
Okay.
Strike the words, by the Oregon State Police.
Okay.
On line 23. Okay. On line 23, strike the Oregon State Police.
Okay.
And put insert police agency.
Okay. All right.
And on order 24.
And so it reads, maybe is only to increase the budget
for police agencies.
Police agencies in order to provide levels of service not authorized by the
It would be their budget.
Their budget in effect on the effective date of this amendment.
Correct.
Senator Duke.
It is a stop action. What it does is it sets a floor. A floor that has to be met by the local government from their general funds or from some source of revenue. And that fund is going to be out of date the next budget cycle after you do it, because there's going to be personnel increases, roll across all of that. And all of that can then be funded out of the road fund. And to me, that's backfill. That's stuff that normally would have been covered by the general fund of the government that now will be available to be funded by the, out of the road fund. And the pressure from the powers that be to take care of all of that for the state police from the road fund will be tremendous, just as it was for state parks.
Mr. Spinhollow, you heard the proposed amendment language. Would that still cause serious concern on the part of the counties?
Chair, yes.
Is there anything that wouldn't cause serious concern?
Mr. Chair, I think we would go back to the amendment that we offered yesterday, narrowing this revenue source to something like driver's license, title transfer, and title.
Okay. Representative Patrick, are you ready to move your motion?
That's what the chair would like me to do. I'd be happy to move my motion.
That's fine. You want to amend, I'll read it here. House Joint Resolution 59, Representative Patrick's moves that we adopt the language in the following manner. On line 21, sub E, strike the word by the Oregon State Police. Line 23, delete the words for the Oregon State, or no, Oregon State,
the Oregon State Police.
The Oregon State Police. And insert the words so it would read like this. May also be used for the policing of public highways, roads, streets, and roadside rest areas. Revenues authorized to be used under this paragraph may be used only to increase the budget for police agencies in order to provide levels of service not authorized by their budget, in effect on the effective date of this amendment.
Okay. Correct.
Is there a discussion on that motion? Is there objection to that motion?
I do object.
Senator Lim objects. Anybody else wishing to object? Representative Schrader objects. Anybody else wishing to object? Representative Butler objects. Motion still carries. Now, what else is there?
To pass the bill out to the way.
Okay. If there's Representative Starr now moves that we move House Bill or House Current Resolution 59 be engrossed as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Here.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
No.
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 No. No.
Aye. Aye. Motion fails. And we are adjourned for the day until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.